Hello folks, Mr. Gavin Bell here, and welcome to episode 16 of The Scotland Show, featuring someone, a host, i.e. me, that has severely bad man flu. Pardon me. I mean, I feel like coughing on a podcast is probably the number one thing that you should not do. Like, oh, welcome to my podcast, guys. Splutter, splutter, cough. Enjoy this this magical feeling and sounds going into your eardrums. Maybe this hand flu is also making me a little bit weird because that was slightly creepy. I did a video once on a thing called ASMR, which is this horrible, weird thing that's like a thing online. It's probably, pardon me, it's all over YouTube. It's probably on podcasts too, where people will like whisper like this. I'm whispering. And we'll make random noises like, this is me clicking my pen on the table. And people will listen to this stuff. And, like, you look at the... It's just so creepy. So I did a reaction video on my YouTube channel once. Go check that out. Just type in Scottish ASMR reaction. ASMR reaction. And it should come up. I don't know why that came into my head. Probably because I sound like a creepy old man right now with this voice. I've got, like, no use of my nose right now. I can't smell anything, I can't taste anything, and so I probably sound a little bit weird, but I don't really care. The show must go on, as they say. This week is back to a standard week. I've got three different stories to cover today, three things that have happened recently in Scotland that made me laugh, made me think that's interesting, or were slightly weird. So I hope you are ready to listen to some of the goings-on in Scotland, whether you're from Scotland and just want to know, or whether you're not from Scotland, maybe you're from America and you want to keep in touch with what's going on in this sunny, great country. Let's get into the show. Before we get into the show, let me just say a big shout out, a big thanks to everyone that's commented or left a message about the podcast recently. I've had a few comments about my last episode about our America trip, and that started some really interesting conversations with people on their own thoughts on American values. So a lot of American listeners got in touch and said, told me about the values that they feel America now has and encapsulates. So that was really interesting. So thank you so much. And as always, if you are listening to the show for the first time or you've been here before, please head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review and just say a few words. And that means a lot, and it really helps me with the podcast. The more reviews like that I get, the better it's going to be. And final news before I get into it is I've been thinking about my YouTube channel a lot recently, and it's going to be changing up a little bit. So most people know me as the kind of outdoorsy Scottish guy, and that's all well and good, but I'm going to be changing up the content just ever so slightly. That content will still, I'll still produce that kind of content, but I want to do a lot more content face to camera. Get the camera set up on my desk and just start speaking about subjects and things that I'm really interested in, or things that I just find funny. And if we go back to why I started this podcast back in the day, I wanted to create this podcast, well, in fact, I wanted to create The Scotland Show as a YouTube series, so a video series. And then what I was going to do was I was going to strip the audio from the videos that I made and upload them to iTunes as a podcast, just a secondary thing. But I was waiting on getting a good place to film and get the lighting and things, so just so I had a good little studio that I could film face-to-camera videos in, which I now have. But I thought to myself, well, whilst I'm doing that, why not I just start The Scotland Show as a podcast and start getting people to listen and start creating this kind of brand around it. So that's what I did. And now the show's been listened or downloaded thousands of times by people all over the world, which is really, really cool. But I'm going to be moving or starting this video series very shortly, in the next couple of weeks, I would imagine. And the aim is to kind of get maybe 2 or 3 videos out a week now on YouTube instead of just the 1 a week that I've been doing so far. So keep your eyes peeled on my YouTube channel for that. I'll be getting the Scotland Show podcast into video, so you can see this face rather than just listening to this voice. It'll also be podcast. Anyway, enough about me. Let's get into some of the funny things that I have seen. online about Scotland this week. The first one is about, or here's a headline. Driver spent 12 hours looking for car in Edinburgh after, I'm not going to tell you what happened actually, let me just tell you a little bit about the story first. So some dude came to Edinburgh, I don't know his name, let's have a look, Lawrence Rivers. So Lawrence Rivers came to Edinburgh for the festival, I believe, the Edinburgh Festival, which I'm going to speak about in just a little bit. He was visiting the capital from Leicestershire to take part in some of the comedy and the things in the festival. Parked his car, as he would, went to the shows, went to see some funny comedians and all that sort of jazz. Came back to his car and it wasn't there. The car was gone. So Lawrence spent 12 hours trying to find his car. Like, it was there and it was completely gone. So he spent 12 hours trying to find the car. And, oh, like, he found, so, visit the fridge, spent 12 hours trying to find his car. And when he found it, it was a mile away from where he'd parked it. What the hell? Someone had moved his car a mile away. So he said, Lawrence said, it was 7 a.m. and I was standing in a street in Edinburgh with all the belongings I had for the trip. Where my car should have been, there was nothing but a big hole. He said, I couldn't drive home, I couldn't go back to the accommodation. On a lamppost, however, a sign had been left with a number to call. So I called and left a message but never got a call back. So this guy, literally, he'd come up from England to go to the festival, 7 in the morning, he's gone back to his car, and boom, it's gone. Nothing there but a gaping hole. Ugh. I don't know why I just said that. Nothing but a hole. Anyway, turns out it was Scottish Power. So Scottish Power had moved his car to obviously do some sort of works on the road. I don't know what they were doing. And he tried phoning them, couldn't get through. Left recorded message on their phone, said that they only work Monday to Friday. And Scottish Power didn't tell the police where they had moved the car. So the police were trying to find it. The police had been searching for a few hours in the search, but they couldn't find it. He was like, it's a comedy all on its own, never mind the comedy shows at the festival. Anyway, this poor guy must have just been running around Edinburgh looking for his car, but finally found it a mile away from where he parked it. I mean, I find it quite funny, the fact that you can imagine having like a crazy bender at the Edinburgh Festival, which, by the way, is just absolutely mental in Edinburgh for a month. 7 a.m. you go back to your car and all you see there is a hole. You're going to be like, is this a joke? Is this a festival or have I gone absolutely mad? And then you ring the numbers and nobody's turning up. In my head, I'd definitely be going, is this a dream or is this part of a comedy show? And then you just have to spend hours trying to find your car. But luckily he found it. So, Lawrence, thanks for giving me a laugh around your festival story. The second story I found was around a Scottish grandmother that was, in quotes, humiliated in an English Tesco after being thrown out for being Scottish. So, an old lady had gone to an English Tesco and had been thrown out because she was Scottish. So, it literally says, the cashier accused her of being banned from the store, and when she asked why, she claimed she was told, because you're Scottish. It's since emerged, however, that another customer with a Scottish accent was escorted from the same store last month after swearing at staff. So, I mean, I feel like Scottish people are discriminated against enough when we go down to England and we go to try and buy something, because obviously Scottish money doesn't work down south. If you've ever had Scottish money and you've tried to buy something down in England, oh my word, it's like, it is probably one of the most awkward things Scottish people will ever come across in their life. I lived in Manchester for 2 years. I covered that on an episode where my friend Danny came on and we talked about living in Manchester. And my parents would send me money down in the post every week. And I would literally, rather than taking that money and going and spending it somewhere, I would literally have to take it into the bank, cash it in, take the same amount of money back out, because it's English notes and then go spend that money. Because English people just do not take Scottish money for some reason. And people will ask me, like, is the exchange rate the same between Scottish pound and English pound? Yes, it's the same currency. It just says Bank of Scotland or Bank of England, but English people just don't take it. Now, if you try using English money in Scotland, we're like, hell yeah, give us your money. But down there, they just have none of it. So, Aileen McKellar faced another type of discrimination. So I just went on a bit of a rant there. But as I was trying to make out, the point is, when we go down south and we're trying to, down south being England, when we try to buy stuff down there, it's not an easy task. So the fact that Aileen has been thrown out because she's Scottish just means she's getting double the discrimination. When I say discrimination, I'm only joking about it. I don't actually feel discriminated against. So Aileen McKellar, 65, popped into the supermarket to buy a pint of milk and a ready meal. I wonder what she was going for, maybe a rustler, but was stopped at the till. The cashier accused her of being banned from the store, and when she asked why, she claimed she was told, because you're Scottish. How harsh is that? Aileen has demanded a public apology, saying that the incident left her utterly embarrassed and humiliated. They abused me because of my nationality, because I'm a Scottish woman. She goes on to say, am I supposed to take the blame for everything a Scottish woman does wrong in a shop? Could not believe I was hearing. Poor Aileen. Poor Aileen, just trying to buy a ready meal from Tesco and getting thrown out of the shop because of her accent. Pretty funny, I got to say. Like, Aileen, I know that would have been pretty rubbish for you at the time, but I do find that quite funny. I do quite funny that you were discriminated against because of your accent. If it was me, I would have been like, I would have been shouting, racist, racist. Third and final story this week is about, of course, the Edinburgh Festival. So every single August, the population in Edinburgh pretty much doubles, I believe, as people come to Edinburgh for a month-long party. The festival in Edinburgh is, I believe, one of the biggest festivals in the world. And it basically encompasses, for a month-long, hundreds of comedy acts, hundreds of every type of act you can imagine, just shows literally all day, every day, all go on at the same time. And loads of people come from all around the world, and it's just such an amazing atmosphere. Now, a lot of people in Edinburgh don't actually like it because the city gets so busy. However, me, I personally love it. I love the fact that every night you can just go out, see different shows, meet different people, and have great fun. It's actually, this year has been a record-breaking year for the festival, which is pretty cool. So by Monday afternoon, so yesterday afternoon, the Fringe said, or the festival said, that they had sold 2,838,839 tickets. That's a rise of 5% this time last year. Nearly half of that audience came from Scotland, the other half people from around the world. Now, compare that to last year, which was about 2,696,000, 5% increase. But last year was a record-breaking year as well. So it looks like the number of ticket sales has been record-breaking 2 years on the trot, which is awesome. It's amazing for the city. It's amazing for our Scottish economy. It's something that we really, really need to be proud of. Now, like I said, a lot of people don't like the festival. I personally love it. I love being able to go, like, yeah, it's a Tuesday, I'm going to go see three comedy acts. And we did that. Me and Lauren went out to four or five different acts in 3 days, and some of them were absolutely hilarious. Jason Byrne, the comedian, was like, had me in crying laughing for an hour. Colin Cloud was also incredible, and Tape Face was an incredible act. Someone that he has tape covering his mouth, but manages to make an hour long show so engaging, so compelling, without saying a word, which is amazing. So here's just what some of the, like, what I found online, some of the things that people say about the Fringe, people from Edinburgh. So someone said, the festival seems like it's getting bigger. I don't know if that's because of different venues being used, but I don't like it when I'm trying to get to work because it's more difficult. But apart from that, I love it. And I think that's a general consensus. Lauren, my girlfriend, says the same. Like, getting to work and getting out of work is an absolute nightmare, but at the same time, I love being able to go like to shows. So it does make the town really hard to get around when you're actually working in it, but at the same time, it's just so much fun. Other people said it's a big opportunity to go to a lot of shows. You end up missing on a lot of things that sound great. That said, an embarrassment of riches is better than a lack of opportunity to do anything. Someone else said, I find that the rubbish that's lying around is something awful. No matter where you go, it's bad. They don't seem to want to empty the bins. One of the things that you'll realise if you ever come to the festival is every 2 minutes you can't walk anywhere without being handed a leaflet. So there's leafleters trying to get you into their shows all the time. And it obviously that causes a lot of litter problems and people putting stuff in the bin. So, I mean, I feel like the festival for me is a really, really positive thing, but for other people that are working in the city of Edinburgh, a lot of the times they don't really like it because it just means that getting in and out from work is really tough. All the public transport is so busy, traffic is chaotic. But overall, it's a great thing for the city, in my opinion. Now, I am going to leave you with one thing, and that is what has been voted as the most hilarious joke from the festival this year. And you can tell me by messaging me on Instagram or Twitter at Mr. Gavin Bell whether you think this was a worthy winner as the top voted joke. Now, I didn't. This isn't me that's decided this. I think this happens every year. There's a judging panel that determine the best joke of the Fringe. But it was Scouse stand-up Adam Rowe that scooped this year's accolade of the most hilarious Fringe. Here we go. So during his show, Adam Rowe, whose set focuses on his working class roots in Liverpool, said, "Working at the job centre has to be a tense job. Knowing that if you get fired, you still have to come in the next day." Think that's a worthy winner, guys? Well, you can decide. Like I say, drop me a message on Instagram or Twitter, and I'll get back to you. I want to hear if you like that joke or not. Someone else, another joke that I've just read now. When I see Donald Trump, I get the same thought in my head as I get after a particularly painful bikini wax. Bush wasn't that bad. I prefer that one. That one is probably my favourite. That was David McIver. Nice little man. That's a cracking joke. I like that one. Anyway, folks, that is all from the Scottish Show this week. I hope you've managed to put up with these dulcet block nose tones for this 18 minutes we've been together. Like I say, please drop me a message on Instagram or Twitter with what you thought on that joke. And then please take 20 seconds to leave a 5-star review on Amazon. Leave a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this. The show is now available on Spotify and all the Android devices and platforms too. I tend to just use iTunes as the basic because I am an Apple man. I am an Apple fanboy. But like I say, thanks for coming along. What's left to say? Have fun, be happy. See you next week.